Lili Nishmas, Abba Mari, Zichrono Libracha. We're up to Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Vav, about a woman after childbirth, does she have to fast? Here we have the Shulchan Aruch gives the Ikar Adin. Then the Ramah quotes the Minog for Ashkenazim, which is more Lechumra. Chaya Kol Lamed Yom. A woman who gave birth until 30 days after birth. V'chein Cholish Yutzarech Lechol. A person who's sick. You don't have to figure out how sick they are, if there's any chance. On Tisha B'Av, if you're sick, you don't have to fast at all. That's the Ikar Adin. But here the Ramah says, Noagin lis'anos kozman she'ein lahem tzar gadol. He says the minig is that women do fast after giving birth, as long as they're not in a lot of pain, that it's a concern that it might be a sakana, and if it was ever mekel lo hifsid, it's okay to be mekel. Now, what does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is discussing after 7 days. In the first 7 days, a woman should not fast, anal lizanos, and in the first 3 days, it's usher to fast. So in the first 7 days, even according to the Ashkenazi custom, women do not fast, the first 7 days after childbirth. From day 7 to 30, a woman who feels strong is supposed to fast. Now, if she has even ksas choli, even if she feels a little bit sick, then she is allowed to eat. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says back in Siv Katan Tes, that the minhag is women who give birth after the first 7 days from giving birth, they try to fast, unless they have a chulsha, unless they have a weakness from the giving birth, or they're ksas choli, or they're a little bit sick, or a chalusha v'ti, or they're naturally weak, then they wouldn't fast even during the entire 30 days. Now, if it is, let's say you are fasting during those 30, from day 7 till day 30, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, what if Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos and it's pushed off till Sunday, so it's a nidche, so there, the minhag is to be mekil and not to fast, even according to the chumrah of the Ramah. Now, it's interesting, Rav Shimon Eider quotes, that many poskim say that nowadays, in general, women are weak after childbirth, and therefore, our minhag is we don't fast during the entire 30 days. That's from the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. And Rav Eider writes that a woman may conduct herself according to these poskim. Well, so therefore, nowadays, many women don't fast at all in the first 30 days after childbirth. Some, after the first 7 days, try to be machmir to fast, but if they're feeling even a little bit sick, or they're feeling a weakness, then certainly they should eat and not fast from day 7 till day 30 as well. Okay, Siv Zayin. Rechitza Asura B'Tisha B'Av. You can't wash any part of the body on Tisha B'Av. Bain b'chamin, bain b'tzonein, either hot or cold water. I feel a hoshi that's below the mayim aser. Even just to rinse your finger under the water is aser. Any washing for pleasure is aser on Tisha B'Av. Siv Ches. What if it's not for pleasure? What if it's for a mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch says, a tefila shel mitzvah bizmana muteris. A tefila, a person goes to the mikvah, when it's the official exact time where she is supposed to go to the mikvah, that's a mitzvah, and that's mutar on Tisha B'Av. But bizmana ze ein tefila bizmana. But nowadays we don't have this kiyum of a tefila bizmana. Hilchach lo tikvavo, therefore women should not go to mikvah on Tisha B'Av. V'chein nagu, and that's the minug, all the mikvahs are closed on Tisha B'Av. If she's going to go to the mikvah on Motzei Tisha B'Av, so we learned already, she makes her preparations erev Tisha B'Av, and then on Motzei Tisha B'Av, she is chofefes ma'at before the tefillah and goes to the mikvah Motzei Tisha B'Av. How come nowadays we don't have tefillah bizmana? Because nowadays women are machmir much more than the official din d'oraisa, the Mishnah Berurah points out, with the Zayin Nikim and everything. And therefore, we don't have fuel of Azmana, therefore no one goes to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Sif Yud, another example where it's not rechitza for pleasure. What if a person's hands are filthy, are dirty? Then mutter lirchot chaver lichuch. You can wash your hands to rinse off the dirt. And that's why, but it's only to rinse off the dirt. Velo yitol kol yadav. You can't wash your whole hands. You just wash whatever is dirty. The Mishnah Berurah says, de'enu atzer elu rechitza shotainu. The only iser is for pleasure. This is not for pleasure. This is to remove the dirt. What's another example? Women who are cooking, and their hands get dirty, and they're rinsing off the meat as they're cooking. Memela, their hands get cleaned when they're that's mutter. They're not washing for pleasure. Sometimes people bathe their baby on Tisha B'Av, so their hands are going to get a little wet and clean. But that's not litainuk. That's you have to bathe the baby. Okay, so that is another example of what's mutter. Now here it's interesting. Guidelines quotes from the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippur. What if parts of the body feel very sweaty? So guideline quotes from the Mishnah Berurah that it's preferable not to wash off the sweat, since that's not really considered dirt. Rather, one should wipe the affected area with a dry or slightly damp towel. If a person is very sensitive, guidelines write, he may wash the area with cold water. But that should only be, you should ask your shaila for that, because that's only if a person is mamish, and istinus, very, very sensitive. Oh. The Ramah says, imoset tzrachav, imuto lirchotz, dino kamo yom kippur, v'ayin l'kamon, in hilchos yom kippur. So the Ramah says, if after using the bathroom, it has the same halachos as yom kippur, and there the halacha is, the Rav Eider quotes from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, washing after using the bathroom is permissible. Now you should only wash till the joints at the end of the fingers. That we'll get to in the next Se'if, Bezat Hashem. So you can wash after using, so you wash your hands up until the end of the fingers. It is sufficient to wash each hand once. If a person, the whole year is machmir, to wash their hands three times each after using the bathroom, that's mutter on Tisha B'Av as well. Now, if a person's hands get dirty below the joints, the joint of the where the palm connects to the fingers, so then it's mutter to wash there too. Sometimes, you know, one part of your hand gets very dirty, so then you can wash that. We learned in the beginning of the Se'if. We're talking here that your hands didn't get dirty. Just you use the bathroom, so we wash your hands after using the bathroom, and that's not considered litainuk. So you wash each hand once. The poskim say if your hands smell and you want to use a little liquid, a little soap, that's also mutter. That's not litainuk. That's laver lichuch. One of my rabbeim I asked once is, he says you're not supposed to wash your hands with soap, you know, like the doctors prepare for surgery. That's already litainuk. But to use a little bit of soap because your hands got dirty when you used the bathroom, that would be allowed. Okay, that's the if test, and we'll stop here.